Okay, we're picking up three lines from the bottom of Ches Amud Beis, from the words of Iskasha the Bekikar. So here we're talking about a case where someone says to a woman, marry me with this loaf of bread, and she didn't take it. Rather, she says, Nailani, go give it to the poor person. So let's say he does like she says. He actually, in fact, gives it to the poor person. Eino mekudeshes, lacha ish, she's not mekudeshes. Afilu ani samuchaleo. Even if it's an ani, that it is someone that she would always invite and have over, so she really was saving money by, and therefore having ana, that's the point, there was a real an offer of a shavar pruta by giving it to this ani, so still, we assume it's not mekudeshes. Why? My time is a gemara. Because amrelei, because she can say to him, ki hechidim echevim be'ana, just like I have chiyuv to give poor people money, to give tzedakah, so too, achim echevim be'ana, so too you are also to give a tzedakah. So I just want you to help out, and this is not like the case of Kelev Ratzacharia that the Gemara we had before had a suffix about, because there you're at least being nana from the amount that you're saved from the Kelev, from the bad dog. However, over here, when it comes to the case, at the end of the day, he's chayav in it, so he's not really therefore he's a. The very best, he's preventing a hefset, but he's not necessarily actually proactively doing something that would be the anah for her. Okay, so says the Gemara, Ahu gavra dave kamizavin. There was a person that was selling, turning on to Naksamin on Tesla Aleph, chomrei pischaya, some sort of things that had ropes to it. So, and he would put them on. Asa a woman came, amraleh, she said to him, avli shoshocha. So he said, please give me one of those ropes. That was the type of store there. He sold ropes. Wow, you're such a beautiful woman. If you agree to marry me, I'll give you the rope for free. Just give me it. Like, just give it to me already. So the Gemara says, that means nothing. Another Gemara is going to explain two other cases similar to this. So, she was drinking wine. He sold wine. A woman came to the wine store. Amrallah, I need a rough day. Give me a cup of wine, please. Amrallah, so he said to her, I'll give you a free glass if you marry me. Amrallah, give me the water. Give me the drink. Give double leg lotion. Give. Give me to drink the wine. Because again, as the Kaddish, just give it to me already. Like, enough of their shenanigans. Give it to me already. That's what the implication is. He was taking off the palm tree, he was taking off the dates. Asa he is, there was a woman. Amra le shadili tarte, please give me two of them. Amra la ishadina lach mekadeshali. If I throw you these tamarim, will you marry me? If I throw you these dates, will you marry me? Amra le shadi mishadi, throw them already. Amra zvid kol shadi mishadi lach kluwe. That is not implication of kedushin. Okay? So the Tosfos point out, why do we need three cases to tell me the same exact yesod? So Tosfos point out that we say, in order to teach us the Chiddush, that at the end of the day, if with any type of thing that it is, even something chashuv like wine or even food, or even things like a store, monetary value store, all those three things, those categories, all of them don't work. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Zvid, kol shadi mishadi lav klumu. So we see, I think I said the shadi mishadi, throw them already, that also lav klumu. Ibaidu, so Rabbi Ibaidu now. Have ashke ushadi. What if the same exact case, but she didn't say like double lusha, like throw it already, like throw it. Or give. Rather, she just says, give it to me. Or, you know, one lashon of give it to me. Amar Avina, mikudeshes. Then she actually would be because she didn't double her lashon. Rav Sama Barak, Samar Tagal Malka. That's lashon of Shvua. And I'm swearing like on the behalf of the crown of the kings, lashon of Shvua. Ina mikudeshes. The halacha is that it's not mikudeshes in this case also. Hilchasa, ina mikudeshes. The halacha is that it's not mikudeshes. It's not chal. So says the Gemara of Hilchasa. So now going back to the other previous sugya that we had. Shirai, lo tzvi chashima. That we paskin, and there's like a machlokas between Rabbi and Rav Yosef, so we hold, I think it's Rav Yosef, the one who says, I don't remember now, but it was machlokas Rabbi and Rav Yosef, I think it's Rav Yosef, that says, Lotzri Chashimon, so we paskin like that. It was Rabbi, I don't remember. Hilchasak Rabbi Elazar, that holds that if you say, Hiskach Leben Mane, right, and you give only one of the dinars, then the rest is his chayvus, but she is in fact Mekudeshes. Hilchasak Rav Amar Rav Nachman, that says, if you say Hiskach Leben Mane, and he gave her a mashkon on that money, so then we said mashkon inkan, money inkan, and it is not a good kedusha. Now the Gemara continues with kedusha shtar. Tanur Rabbanan b'shtar keitzad. How does shtar work? Kasav lo ala nira ala cheres afu b'sha ein bo shaveh pruta. So that's the chiddush of shtar. Does not need to actually have monetary value. Kinyan shtar is a different type of kinyan, not an asina. Rather, it's of kinyan of shtar. Bitcha mikudeshesli. Bitcha muresa. But it is an asina, but not an asina. It's actually have to be worth something. Bitcha mekudeshes li, bitcha mureses li, bitcha ila intu. So and he gives the father the shtar, arayz ha mekudeshes. That is going to be valid kedusha. Maske the rabbi Rav Mamal, halo dami la shtar la shtar zavine. This is not similar though to a regular shtar mecher, a shtar that you're selling something. Hasam, when you have a property sale, so then who sell it? The mocher kozel lo sadi mechur lach. The seller has to write, I am selling hereby selling in my field. I, Reuven, am selling my field to Shimon. Hacha baal kosev bitcha mekudesh li. But the mekadesh, the one who's buying, the buyer, the one who's receiving the woman, he's the one writing the shtar. So how it's not similar to the regular halachas that we see by shtaros, and we know that the kerkos and avadim kanim are nikna b'shtar, and they should have similar halachas that seemingly do not apply over here. So it's a problem. So the gemara amar rava hasam minyane dekra v'acham minyane dekra. No, just follow psukim. Awesome, because when it comes to the psukim about mechira, it says umachar me'achuzaso. The pasuk implies mocher tal rachmana, that it's taloi on the person selling it. And here, however, when it comes to hacha, when it comes to kiddushin, ksiv ki ikach, when it says ki ikach ishisha, right? It's mashma that the baal tal rachmana, the baal is taloi the kiddushin. So therefore, we should say that the baal tal rachmana, that ki ikach ishisha, is that it's on him, and therefore he is the one who has to write the shtar. But the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, "Sados because of yiknu." It's mashma that the from this pasuk that's talking about the purchaser who's buying the sada, and it's talay on the kona. We see that over here. It's talay on the kona. So the Gemara says, "Kari be yaknu." The pasuk should be written as if it's to say yaknu and lashon hifil. And if it's lashon hifil, then it's talking about the makna. As a sada for to the seller, the kinyan is talay also here on the seller, not the buyer. So it's like more my time at Karbe. So what, why do you have the lashon? Why do you have the way to understand it as yaknu, right? Mishum dechsev umachar, because the mashmos of umachar is based on the seller. So too by hachanami when it comes to kiddushin Karbe ki yakich. You could say ki yakich instead of ki yikach, which would be lashon of yifil, and we'll learn from dichsev SBC, it's mashma that the father also is an active role because he's actually actively giving her over, not that someone acquired her. It sounds like he was active in giving her over. So we have a precedent to learn it like that. So why are we making the chiluk between kedushin and kinyan mecher? El amar rava hilchasin. Rather, these are halachas of Moshe Mesinai. Best mechin rabbanan akra. And there is just an asmachta from the psukim, but it's really halacha la Moshe Mesinai. Or hasam namik siv in the pasuk when it comes to the famous. The Ekach a Sefer HaMikna. That's the old Shaila. It's called Sefer HaMikna. There's a famous Sefer from the Bala Fla. The Fla and Ksubis and Sefer Mikna on Kiddushin. So in the Yeshivish Hashprach, they say Makna. Or it means Sefer Mikna, but it's based on this Pasuk. Anyway, so we see though that Yirmiyahu, what's the point? Yirmiyahu took the Shtar. And he took it from the Mocher. And that Pesukim over there was talking about Chanamel. And the Mocher. The mocher was the we're writing the shtar and give it to the buyer. So, but kedushin we learn that ki yikach the baal is the one who's writing the shtar, and that's why there is also a psukim as a raya. And what about the pasuk SBC natati lishazeh, which implied that the father is actively giving her own? That's not enough to teach us that we should change ki yikach, because it doesn't necessarily imply that the father is going to be doing an active role. It just means that there is a kedushin over here. Okay. That's how the Achronim explain it. Ve'amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Kasav lo al anir al acheres al pisha in Moshav Reputa, bitcha mekudeshli, bitcha moresli, bitcha li into ben al yaveh, ben al de'atma. If maybe she accepted it for herself, the lach is mekudeshes. So if it's mashma over here though, that if you write the shtar to her father, you have to write bitcha. And he can't write harei at because it's giving it to the father. So there you have to write actually bitcha mekudeshli. That's the lashon you have to write. So if you write the star for her though, so he could also write, you actually could write bitcha, even though he's giving it directly to her, because I think it's a shayla. The Rishonim discussed, never mind, I'm getting confused now. It's a machlokas Rishonim, what's going to be the halacha when you're mekatsha ade atzma, do you write, and you, if you write areyat. I think bitcha is okay. But others say that, you know, that when it comes to what we just said before, I think I was right, what I said, that you write bitcha even when you're giving it to her, because it's really that he's the ikar and Paul the kedushin. So that is also, in fact, going to be correct. Mekudesh, that's the lach over here. Midaito, if the father agreed to it. So again, we're talking about a naira over here, who actually is Eba Bas Das. So therefore, since she has the Das, and the father has to agree to her kedushin, that's what we learn from naira Marasa. Naira can be married off by her father until she's a bugeris. After the age of 12 and a half, you no longer can marry her off. But a Nara, she can't be. So if she has the Eskamer of her father, then that's the Shaila. Do you write Bitcha, or do you, if you're giving it directly to her, with the Eskamer of her father, maybe only, she's only acting as Shaliach as her father. That's the whole din. That's the whole diyun, rather, of the Rishonim. Who, Shalom Bagra, as long as not going to be a Bagra. If Bagra, then you don't even need the Ratzon Avinu Mar, as we just mentioned. Kasul Al Nir Al Cheres Al Pish In Bo Shavu Pruta Ram Kadosh Le Reid Le Intu. You're going to be my wife. Ramu Resli, you're going to be married, engaged to me, halachically engaged. Hareza Mekudeshes Bein Al Yaveh Bein Al Atzma. Whether it is on her own or Bein Ayde Atzma. So the Gemara says Midaita. If it's going to be Midaita, that she accepts it upon herself on her own Ratzon. So right, meaning that she appointed the father to be the shliach, vehu shebagra. That is, it's when she's no longer the rishis avia. But until she's a bogeris, then she needs the das avia, that the father has to agree to this kiddushin. Okay, now the Gemara continues. Ba'i Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish star irisin shekatzur shelo lishma. You want to do a star, so you're doing kiddush star, and you're marrying her shelo lishma. Ma, what's the halacha over here? Havayas liyatias makshina. Do we learn out the havayas liyatias? Meaning, do we learn out that just like when it comes to turning on the next summer, ma yatsia be'in lishma, when it comes to a get creases, that's one of the main halachas that we learn so much about, is the idea of la lishma, that it needs to be written for the sake of the woman getting married. So to af havaya be'inan lishma, so you have to actually write the shtar irsin with a sofer and write at the shema. It can't just be a printed document like we have a ksuba. It has to be a formal thing. No, ma avayas to kesef lebein and lishma. The avayas to be to the fact in itself. The kesef kedushin doesn't necessarily be. You don't need to mint the coin lishma. That'd be crazy. We never have a kedushin. You have to mint the coin. The shame of the yisur that you're marrying. Af avayas to start lebein and lishma. So too the avayas of star. We do not need lishma. So says the Gemara, Basa Devaya had a Pashtei, Havayas, the Yitzias Makshin. No, we learn it from Gittin. So this was the suffix. Does it need Lishma or not need Lishma? Meaning, Pashtei by Kesef Kedushin, you don't need Lishma. And, but Gittin, you Pashtei, you do need. So which one do we compare Shtar to? We compare it to Havayas, the Amar Krav, Yatzav, Aisa. And we learn from over here that the Shtar works to be Mekadosh Omen, like a get, and it needs to be Lishma, which is the main reason, I think, one of the reasons that we do not use Kiddush Shtar Bizman Hazeh. Meaning we do Shavei Kesef, right? We do Shavei Kesef, we give the ring, which is the Shavei Kesef, a plain ring, that's right, because we only have the Shuma wrong, based on the earlier Gemaras, and have a mistake. So we have a plain ring that's clearly, like whatever it is, $100, and that's what she should know. The fancy engagement ring, we don't do that, because she's going to think it's $40,000, really $20,000, that's a mega toast. So when it comes to Kiddush Shtar, though, you could do a Kiddush Shtar. It works with the Raisa, but you would need a sofer to actually write. Right? On this day, Ruvein and Mekadesh Sarah, the woman, and it has to be written Lishma, and that's why we don't do it. Obviously, the complications. Gittin itself is extremely complicated. To add to it and add a whole other parsha, we do not, that is why we do not do Kiddush Shtar. Now the market is Itmar. Kasva the Shtar Kiddush Lishma, the same that Isha, the Shalom Midaita, however, she did not, he didn't ask her. But with only afterwards he asked. Rav Ravina Amar Mekudeshes, it works. Or Papa Rav Rishar Amar Ina Mekudeshes, it does not work. So that's the shaila when it comes to a get. Meaning when it comes to the get, does the sofer need to be the shliach of the baal, or just is it enough to be medaita? So when it comes to shtar irsin though, the Chassam Sofer wants to taina that everybody agrees that if you write it medaita, it's fine. You don't need a formal shlichus, like the sum, which is interesting. But why not? If you hold by getting to mamash havayah letzia, I don't know why the Chassam Sofer assumes there are pasha like that. But that's what the Chassam Sofer says. Now the Gemara says again. So Amar Rav Papa ema taima didhu. So what I'll explain. Rav Papa is explaining. I'm going to explain the reasoning of Rav and Ravina. And then I'm going to explain to you my reasoning. I'm going to say my reasoning. We learn you have to have lishma, but you don't need her das. So too, you don't need her das to be able to. That could be the reason that's the Chassam Sofer. Now I get it. The Chassam Sofer is timing that we say this fully. That the Chassam Sofer is going to say that you don't need. Everyone would agree that this star that no one that disagrees with this would say that you don't need this over here. So it's imat time indeed. And I'm going to explain. Rav Papa says I'm going to explain my reasoning. Vayatz v'aisa makish v'ayletzia. I'm going to explain makish v'ayletzia ma yetzia ba'ina das makne. That when it comes to yetzia, that you actually need the das abal, who's the makne, right? He's being poached to her from the get, so he's the makne. Ah, favaya the kedushin ba'ina das makne. So too the kedushin also you need das makne. So the Gemara says meisi ve v'kasha. Rakasha based in the mission of Baba Basra. Ain Kosar Star Irisin Vinasun El Midash Nayan. So we're talking about Star Irisin Vinasun. My love that Mishtar Irisin Nidisun Mamish. That actually means the Star Irisin to get married, meaning, and it needs to be Midash Shneyam. So the Gemara says, "Lo, Mishtar Psikdasa." We're talking about the idea of Mishtar Psikdasa that the Chasin and the Kala agreed to give each other. And it's like what we'd call the Tanaim. We don't do the Tanaim now. The Tanaim are basically the agreements that you have to get married. And like all these crazy knossos and klalos if you disagree with it. That's why we don't do it till right before the wedding, because we're afraid of the chassidim. They still do. The old minhag was always to do it earlier. That's the whole idea of the gezer, that you're formally agreeing. But unfortunately, there's so many broken engagements. I think that's the reason we don't do it. But the minhag developed that we don't do the Tanaim until the actual wedding. I'm going to agree to give $1,000 towards the new couple. You agree to give $1,000. That's the two sides. And you don't even need a kinyan, which is an exception to the rule. Generally, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mechira, it's the Aleph Beis of Mechira. You need a formal transaction, meaning I need to acquire something. I need to pick it up, and need Akbah, and Mashiach, bring it, draw it into my possession. I need to do Chazakah. I need to do something to be able to koneh the item. Here, this is done without a kinyan. This is done without a kinyan because this Maisei Kedushin Atzmo is Mechayev the parents. The hana that they're getting married and they're so excited about it, there's a gemira stas that they're mekabel these tanaim, and therefore you don't need another form of kinyan. Fine. So the gemara says ubabia. Now going on to the next point of the Mishnah says that you can have bia is a way that isha's nikkes. How do I know that isha's nikkes would bia? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Ulas ba. So the pasuk over here is talking about kimatza isha sevim isha ulas ba umesum gam shnehem. He can obviously marry her through marriage, having relations. So the Gemara says, "Amr le Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Abiyahu, Amr le Rabbi Shlakish, Rabbi Yochanan." Ka'ura, this is a Zush Shnina Rabbi. This bracelet that Rabbi teaches us is dirty to me, meaning it doesn't make sense to me. So the pasuk says, "Ubala," which is Melamed Shenikmes Bebia. So what is the idea of Melamed Shenikmes Bebia? Ima Hasam Hava Amina Ad Mekarish Vahader Ba. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that Ulas Baal teaches us that. That is Nasis Ishtel Ayde, just Bia alone. That's what we learn from here. So the Gemara says, we have a kasha, the maskid of Rabbi Mamamu, that the Ubala, you're going to tell me that it's only Nasis Ishtel, that's what you thought, Ayde Kesef and Bia together, that's how you do Kiddushin. So that wouldn't be, you don't need to have that Havamina. There's no way that they should even entertain as a thought process, because the Torah itself tells you that there's a concept called Nara Murasa, a woman who's halachically engaged, who is a Besula, right? If Ishtel Ayde, she's a Besula, then you're Chayav Skila. How do you have that case? How do you have that pasuk? So you can never learn that this is the Havamina. There would never be a Havamina to explain the pasuk like this. So if you're going to tell me that you did the Kesef Kedushin and then you had the Bia, that's what I would have thought as Rebbe entertained, that you wouldn't be Chayav Skila because she's no longer a Psula. She would be Chayav Chenek. Either Akdish, both of them would be. If he raped her, then he'd be Chayav only. If he they did it willingly, they would both be Chayav Chenek. Eid Akdish, if the Lobayel loved me, and then she wouldn't be, according to this, she wouldn't be halachically married yet, Midoraisa. So it can't be. So therefore, we're stuck right over here. So the Gemara says, "Amru Rabbanan Kamei Abaye." The Chachamim who are by Abaye, they said this: that this idea of Rabbi Yochanan Meshkachala, you could find this in Nara Besula, according to the Havmina. We're again going all in the Havah right now. Yigon Shaba Leah Arus Shalokedarka. If a person is Mekadesh her and afterwards had Bia with her from the other side, not the main way people have relations, so then having that would be a form of calling her Bulas Baal, but she's still a Besula. So the Gemara says, I don't like this answer. I'm a little by rejects this. Adkan l'pligi Rebbe Rabbanan elo be'acher. That's only something about Arthur. Abba Baal de Rekol Baal l'ashalokedarka asabu'ula. Everybody agrees that if the Baal himself is the one who has relations with her, then even if he does a shalokedarka, that is a form of Bia, and that would not be changing her, then that actually would change her status for halachically, to not be called the Besula anymore. So the Gemara says, so Maihi, what is the Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Yochanan? The sign in Baal Alea. Asara Anashim Vadayin Hi Besula, and she is still a Besula. So right, 10 people had her Bia Lo Kedarka. Kulan Beskila, everybody's Chayav Skila. Rebbe Omer Omer Ani Harisha Beskila Vekulan Bechenek. That the first, the Rishon is going to be Beskila because he had raped a Besula, or even if they did it. Let's say they did it willingly with all of them. So then the first one would be Chayav Skila. All the ones after would be Chenek. So since she's far nivela to the Rishon, the second one is not considered a Besula anymore. So we see that this Raisa, Rabbi tells us that they're only all talking about Adam Acher, but if it was the husband, then everybody would agree that she would be considered a So Baya goes back to answer how we're going to answer the kasha, that this idea, what was on the Havamina of Rabbi Yochanan, was that you can be Kaddish Bekedesh, it would be that Havamina would apply by Kitcha Bishtar, when you have a Kiddush and Bishtar. That works without bia. Halil, the gomer motzim gomer matlis, because everybody agrees there was no havamina by shtar that you would need to have bia also, since it works to be able to divorce her. So then we have vaylesia. Everybody knows that it must work to also to have to make her a mikudeshes. Rabbi Yochanan hayu baal matlis. So then Rabbi Yochanan, who says from Bula's baal that we had a different drasha, so he doesn't learn from Bula's baal anything. Ubala, what do we learn from Ubala? So the Gemara says, "Umi baile zunik kas bevia vein ame vriya kas bevia." That I would have thought ame vriya to be nikkas by having relations with ame vriya. So I got a dechamina tasted a kavachomer miyavama. I would have had a kavachomer from miyavama. Miyavama she nikkas bekesef nikkas bevia. Zu the ame vriya she nikkas bekesef ain't a din she nikkas bevia. That's what I would have thought. That an ame vriya. When it comes to Yavama, that's not Niknes Bekesef, and Bia works. So an Ame Vriya, which does work Bekesef, Kol Shekin, Bia should work. So the Gemara says, whenever you have this Kavachomer, if they have the Pirchav, if it's something that's more Chamar on one than the other, then you can't have a Kavachomer. So here the Gemara tries to attempt to ask that. Ma, Yavama, Shekin, Zekuka, Vilmenes. When it comes to Yavama, she is tied to the Yavam. So maybe I would have thought for her specifically, it works. But as opposed to when it comes to Kedushin here, maybe you can't learn that Bia is going to be valid. So the Gemara says, Sakadetach, Amina, Hoel, Bekasav, Ima, Charis, Yikach, Lo. So we reject the Kavach Homer. So what is learning Ubala? So what is something else? I would have learned that when the Pasuk says, the Kedusha Yehud, Ima, Charis, Yikach, Lo, if he's going to accept another wife, in addition to the Am Evriya that he had, He Kisha Kasav, La Charis. She is compared to an Acheris. Ma, Acheris, Mikna, Bebiya. Af, Am Evriya, Mikna, Bebiya. Kamash Malan, that Be'ulas Baal, Ubala, only an Isha is Bala, only for with Kiddushin, but not for Am Evriya. Rabbi Heisfer Minale, how does he know that that a woman doesn't work for Bia for when it comes to a case of a woman who's Am Evriya? Yeah, Am Evriya. In Cain, lift the Rahman Ubal, without the hey. My Uba'ala, with extra hey, Shema Minah Tarte, we learned two things. Ul Rava to Amar. Rava says, Bara Hina Sperali, that he told us that this Makor is different. Ki Kach Isha Uba'ala. This Pasuk is saying, Ki Kach, with Kesef. Kiddushin and Masrin Labia, have a Kiddushin. Kiddushin in Masrin Labia, lo have a Kiddushin. Mike Lunimar, that only you have a Kiddushin and Masrin Labia. When you have a Kiddushin that's not Masrin Labia, it would not be a good kiddushin. What is kiddushin she'in masrin labia? If you have if a guy says he's marrying one of this guy's daughters and doesn't say which one, so when the time you give her the money, you can't decide afterwards because that is not masrin labia. You cannot have bia at that point when you give the money to multiple sisters. So you have to pick which one, and therefore that's not masrin labia. That's the chisaron of kiddushin and masrin labia. So the Gemara says imkin. That's a big shaila. Rabbi Kiva Iger asks on this Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger Zakasha, just heard it today actually, that when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, and Yom Kippur coming up, the Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. So we say that we prepared an extra wife for him in case his wife actually dies. So how you let it do Kedushin? It actually has to be Nesu also. So that's the Kasha Rambam, but it's similar. I would give an answer for both of these. That how are you able to do Kedushin with her if it's not going to be Kedushin or Elabia? You're not allowed to have Bia because it's Yom Kippur. It's usher to have bia. Tashma Shemitah is an Isra Midaraisa Pashas, maybe Nirvana, then it would enter that. But if you hold it, it's an Isra Midaraisa, which I think the Rambam does hold and others hold. So then, I think we hold that way in Halacha, that all the Chamisha Nuim are Daraisa. So then, that's an Isra, he cannot do that on Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Kiva Eger answers, it's different. If Etzim is Kedushin Harayin Labia, just there's a side point, meaning the day itself is Mechayev, that you can have bia, meaning this man and this woman, they can have bia. It's totally fine on their part. As opposed to the day itself is a side thing, which is not allowing you to have relations. That answers, I think, Lecha Mishnah, one of the Achronim ask on the Rambam also about Yom Kippur. Not just from Kedushin or Labia, a step further than Rabbi Kiva Eger, but they ask it with regards to Nisuin. Rambam holds that, what is Nisuin? Yichud Aroy Labia. It has to be Yichud that could theoretically have Bia. So Rambam holds that Chuppas Nina doesn't work. That's a famous Ram in the beginning of Maseches Ksubas that discusses the Rambam. Everyone discusses that. Rambam is very famous. So one of the kashas they ask is about this idea of Yom Kippur. How can we set aside a wife for him? He's not allowed to have relations, and therefore it's not Yichud Aroy Labia when you're doing the Suin. If they have Yichud on that day, it doesn't help. So that's what they use as Rabbi Kiva Eger to explain the same thing. Just Rabbi Kiva Eger asked on Kedushin, he can say the same thing by Nesu'in. That really, Be'etzem, it is Roy Labia. But the day itself is Mechayev, that you're not allowed to have relations. So we assume that is not a problem of Yechad Roy Labia. But anyway, so the Gemara says, Im Kain, Nichtav Kra, O Bala. What do we say? U Bala. Shmemina Kula. We learn from over here all these three halachas, and that's what we learn from over here. Okay, but we'll pick up from Rabbi Hai, Bulas Baal, Ezra Shem, in. You know what? Let's go a little bit further. Rabbi Hai, well, tomorrow's daf also short. But let's just. You know what? Let's stop over here. We'll stop over here and we'll pick up the Mitzvah Shem Rabbi Hai Bulas Baal, Ezra Shem, in tomorrow's daf.